Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We thank you for this time, for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come into your sanctuary once more again. Thank you for your children across the nations. Thank you for your ministers of the gospel. Thank you for the family of RTD Church International. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come into your sanctuary to say thank you. And Lord, this morning we come before you with a sacrifice of thanksgiving as we say thank you for your provision. Thank you for shelter that you have given unto us. Thank you for food. Thank you for friends, for families. Thank you for preservation. Thank you for the jobs that we have, for the children you have given unto us. We want to say thank you, mighty God, for the gift of life. We want to say thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We want to say thank you, Father. Thank you and thank you again and again, for you are doing mighty things in our midst, oh God. And this morning we come before the gates, oh Lord, with the sacrifice of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus, as we honor your name, as we declare your majesty, as we declare your sovereignty, that Father, there is nothing we can do without your help. And this morning we surrender the service before you. We submit unto your will this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We acknowledge that we are but mere vessels, oh God. May you use us for your glory. May you touch us this morning. May you revive us again in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch our hearts, touch our soul, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this morning that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, whatever you purpose to do, may you do it within this service. Whoever you purpose to heal, heal them. Whoever you purpose to save, save them, oh God. Whoever you purpose to deliver, deliver them today in the mighty name of Jesus. We submit ourselves to the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That Father, we beckon heaven to intervene on earth. We beckon heaven to supersede the intentions of men on earth, oh God. That let thy will be done in our homes, in our families, in our churches, in our nations, in our cities, in our marriages, in the life of our children, oh God. We pray for the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be done in the mighty name of Jesus, as we avail ourselves as vessel for your glory. Use us to accomplish that will. Use us to accomplish your patterns on earth in the name of Jesus. Use us, oh God, to build a glorious sanctuary unto you. Use us, oh God, to win souls of men unto the kingdom of Yeshua. Use us, O God, to preach the gospel of the kingdom with power and authority. Use us, O God, to sing songs of heaven. Use us, O God, to praise you in spirit and in truth. Use us, O God, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. Use us, O God, in a mighty way, O God. We submit ourselves as vessels before you, Jehovah, and we resist every devil. We resist every devil. We bind every devil. We bind every spirit that are not according to the will of God. We bind every forces of darkness. We bind every principalities in the land. We bind every spirit of chaos and discouragement. We bind unforgiving spirit. We bind spirits of infirmity. We bind forces of hell that are holding people in captivity. We bind marine spirit. We bind witchcraft spirit. We bind them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we render them powerless this day, as we decree the purposes of God be done in this place, as we decree heavens be opened, as we decree the Spirit of Christ to rule over our lives, over our community, over our nation, over the Church of RTD Church International. Let the Spirit of the Living God have His way in everything that we do as a body, in the name of Jesus. Father, breathe on us the life life from above. Breathe on us the counsel of God. Breathe on us your word from above, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Infill us this morning afresh with your presence. Infill us this morning afresh. May you anoint our cups and let it overflow as we gather upon Mount Zion. Lord Almighty, let your power flow, let your spirit flow, let your mercies flow, let your goodness flow, let your favor flow in the name of Jesus. Let the life of God flow from this sanctuary. Let the rivers of joy, the rivers of healing, the rivers of signs and wonders, the rivers of the miraculous, the rivers of the favor of the Lord flow from this altar in the name of Jesus. As the praises go up, let the blessings of Yeshua come down in the name of Jesus and be established in our lives as we worship you, as we praise you, oh God. May our destiny never be the same. May our lives never be the same. May our careers never be the same. May our ministries never be the same. May our callings, our families never be the same. Our churches never be the same. Let the blessing of God abide. Let the goodness of God abide. Let the peace of God abide. Let the joy of God abide. Let preservation abide. In the name of Jesus, that goodness and mercy shall follow us, O God, all the days of our life. We decree upon this altar in the name of Jesus that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, that goodness and mercy, the devil is not permitted to trample under us. In the name of Jesus, because goodness and mercy shall follow me. In the name of Jesus, goodness and mercy. Pray that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Open your mouth. The church of God is a house of prayer. Open your mouth and pray that goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercy. Decree that word. You never know the hour that word will protect you. That goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, no calamities permitted to touch me. No calamities permitted to touch my home. No calamities permitted to touch my children. No calamities permitted to touch my marriage. For goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy. Wherever I go, goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Wherever I live, goodness and mercy shall follow me. The Lord will speak on my behalf. The Lord will open the doors for me in the name of Jesus, for I am highly favored on his eyes. I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. And goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me in the name of Jesus. Hakadere babu santa rabababababa repete seperida maganande zepetere babu shayam ipabo yantani hedele petene mahandam repete seperida maganandem. Father, we pray today, O God, send forth your word. Give us the word we need, O God, to move to our next level. Mighty Father, send forth your word to take me to the place where I need to be. Send forth your word to lift me to the place where I need to be. May you make that prayer, that Father, as we gather this day, may you send forth your word. Send forth your word that I need to move to my next level. Send forth your word that I need to reach to the place where you need to be, me to be. Send forth your word that I need to open the door that needs to be opened. Send forth your word upon my life, O Jehovah. As we gather today, O Jehovah, I pray, send forth your word and heal us of our infirmities. Send forth your word and heal us of our weaknesses. Send forth your word, oh God, your glorious word, your powerful word, because by your word the seas were created, creators were created. By your word, everything that was created by your word. And Father, we believe today there are things that are going to be created in our lives by the authority of the scriptures. There are things that are going to happen today by the authority of your word. Our lives are turning around by the authority of your word. Our destinies are changing by the authority of your word. Our families are changing by the authority of your word. Our institutions are changing by the authority of your word. Our marriages have been transformed by the authority of your word. Our children have been transformed by the authority of your word. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that send forth your word, that timely word that we need, oh God, to move to our next level, that timely word that will open the heaven above us. May you send it today in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus upon this altar, upon the air, upon your children. Let the blood of Jesus pave way. Upon our families, we plead the blood. Let the blood of Jesus have his way in everything that we do, breaking every evil, breaking every limitations, breaking every curses, breaking every infirmities, breaking every powers of the enemy by the authority of your blood. We plead your blood upon our hearts. We plead your blood in our conscience. We plead your blood in our families, upon the altar, upon the nation. May you plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. This morning, plead the blood in your family. Plead the blood in your life. Plead the blood in the church. Cover your children with the blood of Jesus. Hakadi hadorobo yantani. Ipabayanta zepete sheberia. Ipaboyoto savinte heterebebebe. Etanamozanda. We plead the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaketh good things than the blood of Abel. Let the blood of Jesus speak healing upon our soul. Let the blood of Jesus speak open doors. Let the blood of Jesus break every curses, every limitations. Let the blood of Jesus drive away every darkness. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus bring safety. Let the blood of Jesus bring healing and restoration. We plead authority of the blood of Jesus upon this service. We plead authority of the blood of Jesus in our nation. We plead the blood of Jesus in our cities, in our continents. We plead the blood of Jesus to have his way in everything that we do. Let the blood of Jesus drive away darkness in our communities. Drive away darkness in our communities in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the blood, we command demons to leave. By the authority of the blood, we cast out devils. We cast out infirmities and sicknesses. By the authority of the blood of Jesus, we decree that the sick are healed. By the authority of the blood, we decree the lame to walk. By the authority of the blood, we decree blind eyes to see. By the authority of the blood, we decree all manner of sicknesses be healed. By the authority of the blood, we decree let every curse be broken. By the authority of the blood, by the authority of the blood, let there be salvation in our homes, in our families, in our cities. By the authority of the blood, let there be healing wings. paranto hoto zepeteria bahandam. Ipa bahanta zepeteria da bahandam. Let strongholds be broken by the authority of the blood of Jesus. We connect with the will of the Father. By the authority of the blood of Jesus, let the heavens be opened. By the authority of the blood of Jesus, we enter into the courts of God boldly, that we may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need. By the authority of that blood, we receive mercy, we receive help, we receive grace for the time of need. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the authority of the blood of Jesus, chains are breaking. By the authority of the blood, chains in your hands are breaking, chains in your feet are breaking, scales in your eyes are going out. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the authority, let the blood go through your system. The precious blood of Jesus, let it cleanse you, let it wash you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it deliver you. Oh, Mahanta Rababushi. Eperete sebina hanta namazande itazabarante heketeri bababushaya iparanta hadalabande ipabushanta hadelebetesh iparanta hatozoparite ziparani akanda ganande zepeteri rebuzaya. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, because we know that you've gone ahead of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So last Sunday, we started a topic where we were discussing about the grace of giving, especially when it comes to the household of faith. Praise the Lord. And we went through, I believe we went through the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, where we read it from verse 1 to 9. Praise the Lord. I will just give a summary of what was going on at that time. And Paul highlights the remarkable generosity of the Macedonian churches, who, despite facing significant poverty, gave abundantly. He notes that God's grace inspired them to contribute far beyond their means. Praise the Lord. This illustrates that Christian generosity goes beyond mere financial donations. Hallelujah. It constitutes a sincere reaction to God's grace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter whether you are rich or you are poor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to tap into the grace of giving. Hallelujah. There are people who have, but they are very stingy. Hallelujah. What they have, they will never share. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God has created us in a way that He wants us to exemplify the grace of giving. Hallelujah. And Paul is using the church of Macedonia as an example, and is using one church to reference with another church, as a reference to another church. Hallelujah. Is using the church of Macedonian, hallelujah, to rebuke or to encourage or to correct the church of the Corinthians. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, Paul was going to do ministry in Corinthians, but they didn't care much about the work of God. Praise the Lord. They didn't care much. It's the same way with our generation today. They don't care much about the kingdom of God. They don't care much about the things that are needed that pertains to the house of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It doesn't bother them that man of God that stood at the altar and preached to them that also have bills to pay. Praise the Lord. It doesn't bother them that the church they came in and listened to powerful worship, praise, instruments needs to be bought by money. Hallelujah. It doesn't bother them that the rent of the church needs to be paid. It doesn't bother them that the workers of the church, hallelujah, needs to be compensated in one way or another. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know, bringing issues of money to our generation today is not easy. Praise the Lord. Because we are stingy generation that barely love God. Hallelujah. Do you know, when you are dealing with people who love God, giving is not a problem. Hallelujah. Giving is not a problem. Praise the Lord. But Paul, Apostle Paul, discovered a trend in the church of Corinthians, but he wanted to bring correction. Hallelujah. He wanted to bring correction. You see, a people that are fervent in the works of the Spirit, they prophesy, they speak in tongues, but they don't see the need of giving towards kingdom advancement. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. I believe it is a responsibility for every individual in the church to sow towards kingdom advancement, to have a covenant that as long as I live, part of my income will have an effect to the progress of the kingdom, will have an effect to the establishment of the house of God, will have an effect to the establishment of the church of Jesus where I live in. Glory be to God. The neighborhood you live in, praise the Lord Almighty. You have to have a covenant relationship with God. That's why I always tell people that even your career, your job, hallelujah, tight with the covenant of giving, tight with the covenant of giving, and you will see what God will do. Tight with the covenant of giving, and you will see how God will walk into that business. Hallelujah. When you tie a covenant to your business, say, God, as you expand this business, hallelujah, the resources that will come out of this business will go towards your kingdom advancement, will go towards having crusades, will go towards building churches, will go towards putting systems of God on earth. Hallelujah, glory be to God. That will be a reason why God needs to bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, some of us, God cannot trust us with wealth. Because the moment we get wealth, we forget about God. The moment we get wealth, we forget about kingdom advancement. The moment we get wealth, we forget about our responsibility to make sure that the light of the gospel is preached to our generation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, there are many churches that are closing. Hallelujah. Because people have forgotten the covenant of giving. Churches are struggling today because people have forgotten the covenant, that they have a covenant with God to give towards kingdom advancement in the name of Jesus. So Paul brings a correction to the church of Corinthians and is reminding them that it is a grace that they too must seek to have. Glory be to God. Have you ever gone to a church where the grace of praise is so powerful, but the church is in poverty? People are praising God so powerful, you see the grace, hey, but when you walk into the church, everything is in shambles. Praise the Lord. Nobody care whether the mic is good. Nobody care about the instrument. Nobody care about how the church is looking like. But the grace of prayer, intercessor there, they can pray 12 hours. Hallelujah. But the church is in shambles. But they are not seeking for the grace of giving. Glory be to God. That the house of God may be beautified. That the house of God may be built. That the house of God may be established. That more outreaches may be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want us to give ourselves an example, a very tough example, towards giving towards the kingdom of God. How our life has to be connected and demonstrated by our passion and our zeal to see the kingdom of God established on earth. Hallelujah. I want us to go to the book of Psalms chapter 132. Psalms chapter 132. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 132 from verse 1. The Bible says, remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardship he endured, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. What kind of hardship have you endured for the establishment of the house of God in your neighborhood? What kind of hardship have you endured for the establishment of the church where you are going to? What kind of hardship have you endured to make sure that this gospel of the kingdom is preached in your community? What kind of hardship have you endured to bring Christ in your family, to bring Christ in your community, in your city? What kind of hardship? Do you know there are places where people have to walk hundreds of miles to find a church? Hallelujah. There are places where people have to walk so long, have to travel so long just to find a place of worship. There are places where the churches are not even there. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But you can be the carrier. You can be the burden carrier that can bring the establishment of the kingdom of God into that community where people are dying under bondage, under taboos, under witchcraft. You can be the one that will carry the burden to bring the glory of God, but will set the captives free. You can be the one that will bring the church in that neighborhood, that will bring deliverance to the city, deliverance to the land, deliverance to the children of men. You can be the one that will tie the belt and be willing to go through hardship to make sure that you establish a place where the name of the Lord can be called.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, our generation today, we want to see result without paying the price. We want to see result without paying the price. We want to see result without standing with the altar of God. True blessings are tied to the altar you build. True blessings from above are tied to the altar you build. When you build an altar that will honor Jehovah Adonai, he will become a covenant unto you. Hallelujah. He will make sure your children will not suffer because you lifted the name of God in a wicked and adulterous generation. Oh, you become a beacon of light. You establish the house of God where men come to worship you, Yeshua, where they are coming to praise the King of glory in the midst of darkness, in the midst of wickedness, in the midst of adulterous generation. You chose to go through the hardship, but the church of Jesus must be built in this neighborhood, in the name of Jesus, in this neighborhood infested with gang activities, infested with alcoholism, infested with prostitution. You are the one that took upon the hardship that in this place I must build a kingdom. I must build a dwelling place for my God. But generations will be transformed in this place. Lives will be changed in this place. People will be touched. Prostitutes will be changed. Alcoholics will be changed. In the name of Jesus, you took upon yourself. Hallelujah. We have to understand the weight of the altar. What kind of altar are you building for God? What kind of house are you building? Yes, you might have built your house. You might have bought your nice car. You might have bought your condo. But what are you doing? What are you building that pertains to the kingdom of God? That pertains to the kingdom. What are you building? You see, the desire of David was to build God a house. He desired to build the house of God even before he built his own palace. But God slowed him down. God said, you know, you have gone through a lot. Hallelujah. Your hand has shed so much blood. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will allow your son, hallelujah, to do what you are supposed to do. But his heart was sold out. His heart was sold out to make sure the church is established in the city. His heart was sold out to make sure there is a place of deliverance in the land. There is a place of salvation in the land. There is a place of divine encounter in the land. His heart was sold out to make sure there is a dwelling place, there is a place where people encounter light, there is a place where people encounter the mighty presence of God, there is a place where people encounter the power of Yeshua, there is a place where people shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, there is a place where people will be filled with the wisdom of God, there is a place. There is a mountain that I must build in my community. A mountain of deliverance. A mountain of salvation. A mountain where the people of the Lord shall come and possess their possession. The things that the enemy has stolen away from their lives. When they come to the mountain. When they come to the dwelling place that I have built for my God. That will come and encounter the God of Zion. They will come and encounter the God of the gospel, the God of salvation, and their lives and the destinies of their children will be transformed for the glory of God. Do you know what you are doing now for God is transgenerational? Is transgenerational. Hallelujah. The covenant that David swore with God, the hardship he endured, the Bible says he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob. He swore that this is part of my life. These are things that I am destined to do. Hallelujah. People may call you crazy, but better be crazy for God. Better be crazy for the kingdom of God than be crazy for the world, than be crazy for the appetites of this world. Better be crazy. Be crazy in your worship. Be crazy in your praise. Be crazy in your preaching. Be crazy in your building for the kingdom of God. Because what we are doing today is transgenerational. We want to see our community see the glory of God. We don't want to see the enemy have a better advantage over our children. We don't want to see the enemy have a better advantage over our community. We don't want to see the enemy have a better advantage over our government. As long as we are here, we are the Mount Zion, the place of hope, the place of deliverance, the place where God's people shall possess their possession. In Mount Zion, the enemy cannot steal from us. In Mount Zion, there is redemption. In Mount Zion, there is healing. In Mount Zion, there is salvation of our God. How much do you desire to see God in your life, in your family, in your neighborhood? It will be determined by your commitment of raising a place that honors God, of contributing to a place that honors God. your name will be tied, that you are the ones that build, that bought the bricks that build this church. You are the one that bought the mabatis. You are the one that bought the land that build this church. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know when you know, when you know, when you know, when you know that your life is attached to the prosperity of the kingdom, that when you bring the kingdom, you don't know the lives you will transform. Transgenerational. Glory be to God. He said, I will not enter my house, nor get into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. This is a guy that say he will not let his eyelid sleep. He will not let himself even enter his own house just to sleep. To sleep as if nothing is wrong. Hallelujah. The church is scrambling. The church is suffering around you. The place where you are going and you are not doing anything about it, it doesn't bother you. I am telling you, you don't know God. You don't love God. It should bother you when the church you are going is not doing well. It should bother you. You need to ask yourself, with the gifting, with the talents, hallelujah, with the things that God has deposited within me, what am I using it for? To build my local community, to build my local church. What am I doing?